Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You are awesome in all your ways. You are
yes,
mighty.
Lord.
You are holy. And we come to lift up the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are focused on you today. We are focused on you. Oh, we come to keep our eyes fixed on you. You know the way, because you are the way maker, and you made the way. You made the path straight for us. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us not to look to the left nor the right nor be distracted by anything, but to focus on our purpose, to focus on you, to keep, oh God, moving forward, being steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Most High God. What a mighty God you are. You are the King. Good morning. Good afternoon. Hallelujah. Good afternoon.
Praise God.
To each one of you that are on today, we thank God for you. We thank God for what he's doing in each one of us. As he is doing mighty things, he has great plans for all of us. He ain't leaving nobody out of his plans now. You know, his plans are awesome, mighty. Oh, yeah, he has holy plans for you. Yeah, they are good plans. Yep, they're not evil. Human beings bring evil plans, but God brings divine and plans with a purpose, holy plans. Yeah, righteous plans. So I thank the Lord today for Wednesday midweek Bible study. And I pray that we don't just study on Wednesdays, but that we pick up the B-I-B-L-E every day. Every day. 7 days a week. Open it up and ask the Father, Lord, what is it you have planned for me to read and study today? Because he has plans for you. You know, the more you read the word, there's healing in the word now. Not
Amen.
Just a for healing. But there is a spiritual healing when you read the word. Need healing? Need physical? Need spiritual?
Amen.
Need emotional? Yes. Oh, Lord, depressed. He is the one who abolished depression from you. He'll get depression away from you. If you're depressed, God has a plan for you. Pick up his word. Study his word about depression. I promise you, by the time you get through, you'll say, ooh, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone, it's gone. Oh, no, it can't stay with the people of God. No, no. That means you ain't in the word enough. Got depression? Oh, no, you ain't in the word enough. Got to get in the word. Got to get rid of all that crap that's going on that, you know, kind of bogs us down, kind of, you know, bring all on oppression, suppression, depression. No, don't focus on the, you know, channel 4, channel 6, channel 8. That's negative news. Focus on the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't know where to begin, focus on Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They'll tell you the good news. They walk with him every day. They know him. They walk with him. They didn't understand him at first, but he said, look here, I'm going to send you a comforter. And when that comforter comes, he's going to bring you to all truth. Now, he told us the same thing. He said, wait a minute. I got a comforter for you. He's going to bring you to all truth. But you got to walk with the comforter. You got to pay attention to when the comforter's talking to you. You can't tune the comforter out. You can't leave the comforter out. God sent it. So you got to receive the comforter, the Holy Spirit. So today, I thank God for what he's done. Yeah, get your Bibles ready. You know, this is Bible study time. Get your Bibles ready. You got to read. You got to study. You got to obey.
Man.
So that's the song I teach the children. You got the B-I-B-L-E. I will study it. I will read it. I will study it. And I will obey it. Don't leave that part out. Some people study. They read. They study. But they forget that part about obedience. They go like, oh, that ain't talking about me. Ha! I beg to differ with you. Hallelujah. So we have
Amen.
Sister Telly on this morning. Sister Telly is from Jacksonville, Florida. She's she is originally from the Philippines. We thank God for her. She's going to play a Amen. Song of praise. It is well with my soul. Good morning, Sister Telly. How you doing?
I'm ready.
Go right ahead.
Thank you. And he shall bring it to pass. Amen.
Amen. Repeat after me. The book of the law.
The book of the law.
Is in my heart.
Is in my heart.
My heart.
Every day.
Every day.
I meditate on God's word.
I meditate on God's word.
Day and night.
Day and night.
I obey. That is written in it.
So then,
I will make my way.
Prosperous.
And I will have success.
The book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Amen.
Amen. All right, repeat after me. Life is the power of my tongue.
The power of my tongue.
What I say. It's my future.
Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen.
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 All right, repeat after me. It's the last one. I am healthy.
I am healthy.
And prosperous.
And prosperous.
My soul. And in my body.
Third John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Esther. Oh, my God, I appreciate you so much.
Amen.
Thank you for reading the scriptures as we went through the affirmations together. Now, I hope you got your Bible, Genesis 6. Verse 5 through 6. Genesis 6, verse 5 through 6. So you can check after me.
Yes, ma'am. Ready?
Genesis 6, 5 through 6. I'll give everybody a chance to find it. Now, I am going to ask you a question. But before I ask the question, Mother Julia, Mother Campbell, do you have that scripture, Genesis 6, 5 through 6?
Yes, ma'am.
Would you read it for us?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want me to read from verses 1 to verses 6?
I want you to read Genesis 6, 5 through 6, 5 and 6. I'm sorry.
5 and 6. Okay,
do you understand?
You need me to read chapter 5 first and then chapter 6?
No. Okay, I'm going to say it again. Do you have Genesis chapter 6?
Yes.
All right, I want you to read verse 5 and verse 6.
I got it. I'm sorry. I apologize. Sorry. Okay, sorry. Genesis chapter 6, reading from verses 5 to verses 6. And it reads us. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thought of his heart was only evil continually. My God. and it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him to his heart. Forgive me, Lord. Yes, woman of God.
All right, thank you so much, Mother Campbell. Now I want to ask you a question, so I want you to listen. I do not want you to answer the question, but I want you to listen to the question intently. The question is, I'm about to ask you, think, and then later on get paper and pen and write down anything that you think that you do that would grieve God in his heart. So you can write down Genesis chapter 6, verse 5 through 6. I'm going to read it again. The question is to write down anything that you do that you think will grieve the heart of God. So this is not to be answered. This is just a question. What is wickedness? Wickedness is the quality of being evil or morally wrong. Evil or morally wrong. So,
I need you to repeat, please.
Okay. All right. So here is the question. Write down anything that you think that you do from Genesis chapter 6, 5 through 6, that would grieve the heart of God. What do you think that you do that would grieve the heart of God? Now, wickedness. Wickedness is the quality of being evil or morally wrong. I know we are children of God, but the Lord said, who can know their errors? We may have an error that we don't know. Sometimes God will call on you to do so. You say, Lord, I want to come closer. He said, okay. You remember what he told the rich young ruler? The rich young ruler, you know, he was going to follow Jesus. And Jesus said, you know, did you do this? Did you do that? He said, oh, yeah, I did those since I was a child. He said, yes, one thing you're lacking. So we could be lacking in one area. We could be doing something evil or wicked, morally wrong, and we not even know it. So let's turn to 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians 13. 2 Corinthians chapter 13. I'm going to give you the verses in just a minute. All right. Stephanie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Do you have that scripture?
For Corinthians?
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
Chapter 13. Yes, ma'am, I have chapter 13.
Okay, read verses 5, verse 6, and verse 7. Wait, hold up 1 second. I'm going to give everybody a chance to get it. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5, 6, and 7. She's going to read it for us. Okay, Stephanie?
5, and it reads, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobate. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil, not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, so we be as reprobate.
All right. So we don't want to be reprobate. We want to do those things that are honest. Mm-hmm. So we're moving right along. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't hear you, Glory Dean.
I was reading from, you're reading 2 Corinthians?
Yes, ma'am.
Chapter 13.
Verse 5, 6, and 7, yes.
5, 6,
7. Okay. All right. I understand. It sounded different. I understand. Thank you.
Okay. Sure. Thank you. All right. Now, we are studying. We've been studying in Genesis for a few months. We're on chapter 6 of Genesis. So if you will turn to Genesis chapter 6. And Latricia is going to be reading in just a moment. We're going to give you a chance to go to chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter 6. We just love for people to participate.
So amen.
This is not first Genesis. It's not second Genesis or third Genesis. It's first Genesis. Genesis. There's only one book of Genesis. So go to Genesis. It's in the first part of the Bible, Old Testament. Who can tell me what part of the Bible is Genesis? Those people who've been with me for months, who can tell me what? It's one of the books of what?
The books of the law.
All right, Sister Thelma. It's one of the books of the law. So who can tell me? Sister Thelma, can you tell me the books of the law and how many there are?
There's 5 books of the law. And Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
Excellent. Very good. So we're in the book of the law. And the book of the law is the laws of God. So Genesis 1, Latricia, you can read it 1 through 11. Thank you.
Okay. Genesis 6, 1 through 11. And it came to pass when men began to on the face of the earth, and the daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also afar, that when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart were only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart.
Amen.
And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping things, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
All right, thank you, Sister Stephanie. Thank you, Sister Latricia. Now, Sister Stephanie is going to read verses 12 through 22. Thank you. Go ahead.
Genesis chapter 6, starting at 12, and it reads, And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, The end of the flesh is before me, for the earth is filled with violence. Though them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch them within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, beneath it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shall they finish it above. And the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side of thereof, which lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I, even I, do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh, wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant, and thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort, shall you bring upon the ark, to keep them alive with thee. They shall be male and female, of fowls of every kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing on the earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come unto thee, to make them, to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it to thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah, according to all that God had commanded him, and so did he.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that word. It was awesome. Thank you all. I appreciate you. Now, we had homework. We had to read Genesis chapter 6 and do 5 questions and answers. So here's what we do. This is how we do it. State your name and then wait for me to call on you and to read your questions, have your answers ready. So who wants to read their questions? Tell me your name.
Thelma.
Thelma.
Oh.
Go ahead.
My question.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. Wait. Let me get the names, please. I'm sorry. Someone else said something, too.
Yes, Mother Campbell.
Okay, Mother Campbell. All right, who's next? We're getting who wants to do them first, and then we're going to go back and let you do them. Hello?
Okay.
Anyone else have questions? Nobody else did the homework. Okay. All right, so we have Mother Campbell, and then we have, we have Thelma, and then Mother Campbell. Anybody else? All right. So, Thelma, read your first question.
My first question is,
can you read just a little bit louder? Your phone is low.
Okay. Thelma, my first question is, how many sons did Noah have?
All right. He asked, how many sons did Noah have?
Three.
And give their names. Okay. How many sons did Noah have? And give their names. Who wants to answer? Tell me your name and answer the question.
I'm Mother Campbell. Okay.
All right, hold up. Joyce first. Now, Joyce, go ahead.
Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Correct.
Okay, Mother Campbell.
Noah has three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
All righty. Thank you. Okay, next question, Sister Thelma.
What was the ark made of?
All right, what was the
Stephanie,
ark
go
made
for
of?
It. Stephanie, go
right,
for wood.
All right, state your name.
Stephanie.
Stephanie, go ahead.
And the answer is go for wood.
Yeah.
Correct.
All right. Okay, one more question, Sister Thelma.
If repented God in his heart that he ever made who?
Man,
right,
and
I repent that he made
Stephanie.
Six, state your name and then the answer.
Man, Mother Campbell.
Mother Campbell, what's the answer?
He repented at the meek man.
Okay, Sister Stephanie, what's your answer?
My answer is also man.
All right, all right. So is that right, Sister Thelma?
Yes, it is.
All right.
Answer,
well, we want to clap because everybody, well, Sister
Ooh,
Thelma,
yes,
and everybody
yes,
got
yes,
the
yes,
answers
yes.
right. Hallelujah. All right, Praise Mother God. Campbell is next. Mother Campbell, read the first question and wait for the answer.
Okay. Let me find my page.
Okay, I'm going to start from the bottom. Who did God say to keep all his commandments? I'm sorry. Could you repeat it again? It was a little static on the line. Repeat it again.
Who did God say to keep all his commandments?
Stephanie, Noah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. That's correct. Noah. All
yeah,
right.
Verses.
Question number two, Mother Campbell.
Okay, question number two. What did God said he will... Oh, she asked that question. Okay, I have to move on. Okay, I have to ask the next question. Oh, my goodness. To take one of my questions. Oh, my goodness. I'm not finding my question. Okay. The second question is, anything I do... it seems like I'm just going to the same place again.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question, Mother Campbell.
No, I'm asking the same question that the woman of God asked.
Oh, I got you.
What
All right,
God
you have another one, or is that it?
God? No, that's it right now.
Okay, okay. All right, well.
I thought I had more than that.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. We covered it. That's good. All right. Now, I want to tell you something. I appreciate each one of you participating. And next week, no homework. The reason being, I have an announcement. So listen carefully to the announcement. We will be having family vacation Bible school. It will begin Monday. It will begin next Monday. July the 20th, it will be for 2 weeks. So the first week, July 20th, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday to July 23rd. That's the first week. I'll repeat the second week, July 27th through July the 30th, second week. It will begin at 8 p.m. So we'll have Family Vacation Bible School. We'll begin Monday coming up. July the 20th through July the 23rd, the first week. Then the second week, it will begin, continue rather, July the 27th through Thursday, July the 30th, second week. It will begin at 8 o'clock. I will send you a text. I will send out text with that information. Does anyone have any questions?
Yeah, I don't have a question, but I need to ask the sister if she's in Illinois, because she take all my questions, my questions that I wrote down. Does she live here?
All right, so there will be, I'm sorry, Mother Campbell, we thank you for that.
Yes.
There will be no Wednesday Bible study next week.
Okay.
All right? Some people may not want to give that information, Mother Campbell, I don't know, but anyway. Bible study for 2 weeks. So
okay.
I will send out the text to you. I will be sending out the text probably today or tomorrow. Anybody have any questions?
Just that I'm crying. I missed it. I just started and it's finished. But I know you have to do the vacation Bible study.
All right.
The question I would like to ask, you say for the next 2 weeks?
Yes, ma'am.
This is Sister Thelma.
Yeah, for the next 2 weeks. I'll call you and give you the information, okay?
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Yeah, I'll call you and give it to you because the other people I'm going to text that have get text messages, but I will call you and give you the info.
Thank you.
All right. So those people who don't get text messages that I normally call, I will call you. All right, I want you to listen to this. Blame game. It began with Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
Excuses. We give to God like Adam and Eve. We blame other people instead of, you know, taking the blame. What excuses are we giving to God for not obeying him? God gave Adam one law, one rule. He said, do not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, the tree of good and evil. And what did they do? Yep, they ate of it. So,
they ate of it.
What did God ask you to do, and you gave him an excuse? So, blame game. So I want you just to listen. What did God ask you to do, and you gave him an excuse? Now, excuses are not legitimate. They don't even count. Now, we could give excuses to our friends. We say, oh, girl, I forgot to call you. Oh, man, I'm sorry. I know I was supposed to send you that text, and I didn't do it. We could give each other excuses, but we should not give God an excuse. When God give us something to do, we got to do it. If he give you something to do and you don't want to do it, don't be like Jonah. Jonah said, yeah, Lord, and he went the other way. Don't be like Jonah. You got to, you know, Jonah said, yeah, Lord, but he was trying to hide from God. Don't you know we can't hide from him? We can't say, Lord, I forgot to do it. Write it down. I mean, God give me so much to do sometimes, and I say, Lord, let me write that down. I got to put it on my calendar so I can remember. I got to put it in my phone so I can give me a phone message so it can, you know, tell me at such and such a time, do this and do the other. So there are no excuses for disobeying God, our creator, the one who created us. He blew his breath. Now, suppose you ask God, Lord, could you please do this for me? And you know, he tell you, okay, I'm going to do it such and such a day. And then you waiting, and he don't ever do it. Oh, my God, what would you do? You'd probably be calling him up on the main line. You'd probably be telling him, Lord, now let me tell you something, Lord. You're not supposed to forget. You God. Now, you would be right. But, you know, we want to blame God for everything. You know, what did you blame God for recently that you think he should have done? Did you blame him for because he didn't stop the pandemic yet? Don't we owe God everything? Yeah, can we blame God? No.
Yes, we do, yes.
Doesn't he deserve honor for being the Almighty? Our creator who keeps breath in our body. In a second,
Amen.
He can remove the breath. But because he keeps the breath, we got to obey him. Now, I'm going to tell you a secret you may not know. Don't you know sometimes God sends other people to tell you something?
Of course.
He may send people to tell you something. And you go like, okay, I got it. But because it was a person, you think, oh, well, they just told me that. But no, God sent to tell. He sent the prophets of old to tell. Who did he send to David to tell him he was in sin? Who was that prophet, y'all?
Nathan.
Isaiah.
No, who was that prophet?
Nathan.
He sent Nathan to tell him, you are the man. Thank you all. He said, so God sent prophets to tell you something. And the person may not be a prophet. He may have said, because I'm telling you, sometimes God will say, I want you to call brother so-and-so. I want you to call sister so-and-so. I may not have a prophetic word, but I just got to do what he tell me to do. And sometimes I don't know what he's going to tell. One time God said, I know you think these people I'm telling you to pray for are not real people, but they are real people. He told me one time, he said, go get the phone book. I'm going to show you that they're real people. He had me call this lady. I said, Lord, she was in the phone book. And I had to call her and tell her what he said. and she was very gruff with me. I just had to do what he said. So sometimes he'll for you to do something. Do we have a right to disobey him? Do we have a right to give him an excuse like we give him?
No.
Doesn't he deserve obedience?
Yes.
What is God requiring of you? Divine requirements. These are divine requirements. Inward righteousness. This is what he wants from you, inward righteousness. You know what inward righteousness is? It's doing what God says on the inside. Making up your mind, yes, Lord, I'm going to do. Matthew 5:20. Now, look, don't worry about writing these scriptures down. Just listen. I'm not going to even give you the scriptures now. A childlike spirit. This is what God is requiring of us. Except you be as a little child. You know the scripture. Repentance. We got to repent. Lord, I'm sorry. I sinned by sin of omission. I didn't do what you told me. You told me to go down on the corner and pray for 15 minutes. I didn't do it, Lord. Forgive me. He gonna forgive you now. You know, that's one thing about God. He ain't like us. He ain't say, oh, yeah, Sister G in 1947, we didn't pray for 3 hours. He done forgot that. He don't remember. All right, so we got to repent. Now, the next thing is we got to be born again, the new birth. After that, spiritual worship. After you're born again, God wants our worship. He wants us to worship. And then spiritual food. We got to eat the word. Eat it every day. Oh, my God. Some people say, oh, yeah, I know I'm a child of God, but I just don't read the word. I just don't study the word no more. But are you studying Channel 8 News, Channel 6 News, CBS? Are you studying that? Are you reading the newspaper? But then that means you got time to study the word. Sometimes we rebellious and stubborn people. We just don't want to do it. We disobey God. But these are divine requirements for staying in God. Don't you know before you know it, you could be going to church 7 days a week, participating in praise and worship. You could be leading the praise team. You could be reading the scripture. You could be bringing the word. But don't you know you could have slipped off the path?
Mm-hmm.
David did it. So we got to be careful. When someone comes to you, you say, brother, sister, I want to tell you something. I ain't trying to offend you, but I'm trying to save your soul. You done slipped off the path.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to pay attention. We got to pay attention. Divine requirements. What does the Lord require of you? To fear God. To love the Lord. To walk in his ways. To love him. To serve him. To serve the Lord thy God. And how does he want us to serve him? Who can tell me? How does he want us to serve
him? With spirit and in truth.
With all our heart, soul, mind, and might.
That's it. With all our heart, soul, mind, and might. Front, yeah. All right, so he wants us to serve him. He wants us to keep his commandments. He wants us to keep his commandments. So, got your Bibles? I need some volunteers to read.
Yes,
I'll read. This is Stephanie.
All right, Stephanie, turn to Micah chapter 6, verse 8. And hold on, I'll come back to you. Who wants to read?
I'm
Zechariah
sorry, what was that again?
I'm sorry, Micah. Chapter 6, verse 8. Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. You know, y'all got to keep me in line, because sometimes I be moving fast and don't realize it. I'm sorry. I apologize. All right. Who wants to read Zechariah 7, verse 9? Thelma. Okay. All right. Who wants to read Zechariah 8:16?
Mother Campbell.
All right, Mother Campbell.
8:16.
Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16, yes. All right, who wants to read Matthew 19:17. Joy. All right, Joy.
Yep.
Matthew 19:17. I'm sorry. What did you say?
Okay, you have to give it to me.
All right, two people are talking to me.
So,
Joyce, repeat what you said.
You have to give it to me again. I didn't hear it. I heard Matthew, but I didn't get the rest of it.
Matthew 19:17. All right, one more. Is that you, Glory Dean, where you wanted to read, Glory Dean?
I had given my name to read 19, to read Matthew, but that's okay. Let her read.
No, I want another scripture read, Glory Dean. 3 John 2. 3 John 2, Glory Dean, would you read that?
Yeah, I'll read 3 John 2.
Okay.
I'll read your 3 John 2.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, I appreciate participation. All right, Stephanie, go ahead and read Micah 6:8.
And it reads, he hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God.
Yes, thank you so much. So that's what God is requiring of us. All right? Sister Thelma, Zechariah.
What'd you say, 7 and 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And Zechariah, 7:9. Thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, execute true judgment and show mercy, compassion, every man to his own brother.
Amen. Yep, execute judgment, true judgment, show mercy and compassion towards each other. Amen. Mother Campbell, Zechariah 8:16.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Zechariah 8:16, and it reads thus, these are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbor. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates.
Okay.
Amen. That's not it?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I had some more. I must have given. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Okay. All right. Joyce,
Matthew 19:17. And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments.
Amen. Amen. So we got to keep the commandments. Those are things that God requires of us. And we say, Lord, that's a lot. But who's going to help us? Who can tell me? Who's going to help us do the requirements of the Lord? Who?
The Lord.
Jesus.
I'm still listening. Some people say
Jesus.
God, Jesus.
Holy Spirit.
Didn't he say, I'll bring someone in to give you all truth?
Right.
The Holy Spirit is our comforter and our guide. He leads us into truth. So he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. So we got to follow the Holy Spirit. Now, sometimes the Holy Spirit will unction you. May not speak to you, but he will unction you. Say, oh, my God, I need to get up and I need to go to this hill. I need to get up and I need to go. That's the Holy Spirit. It's unctioning you. The Holy Spirit is, oh, look, I was planning on going downtown, but the Holy Spirit is putting in me, I don't think I should do that today. So you got to follow. Some people say, you know something told me. I beg to differ. God, the Holy Spirit, is God the Father, God the Son, and God the who?
Holy Spirit.
So we got to follow, especially in this day and time where the coronavirus is all around us and the Holy Spirit say, don't go to that place right there. You got to pay attention. He's trying to tell you to keep you safe. Don't override God's Spirit. Don't override God. Listen to what he tells you, because you can override it. I remember one time I overrid it. I said, oh, Lord, I've been in the house for 2 weeks. And I said, oh, I'm tired. I need to get out of here. This was maybe 15 years ago. So I'm just going to disobey him. I get dressed, and I was going to go somewhere. I got to the door. It was raining like a storm.
Yes, Lord.
I said, I repent, Father.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
I had to repent. You know, we can all identify with that. We know God wanted something. He said, don't eat that. Don't eat that. And I'm going to just disobey him. I ate it. Oh, about five hours later, it was rumbling.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
So God won us. Okay, Glory Dean, you ready?
Yes, third John, verse number two, third John, says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be healthy. Even as thy soul prospers.
Amen. Amen. So God is concerned about us in every area. Even, you know, our soul is prospering because we're studying the Word. We are following His commandments. We're doing the requirements of God. So our soul is prospering. But what about our health? Are we prospering in health? So listen closely. God wants us to prosper in our health and in our soul. God is going to do his part, keep his promises, he told us. But we have a part to do as well. We must do our part in order to prosper in our health and in our soul. Prospering in our soul means to be, he wants us to succeed in our health and having good health. How do we succeed in keeping our body healthy? How do we succeed? So this is what we're going to be getting into right now. We've been studying about nutrition for a few weeks, and we have been talking about, you know, going to the doctor, and sometimes we don't need to go to the doctor. Sometimes we're missing certain nutrients in our bodies that our food can give us, and because they have depleted, God forbid, they have depleted a lot of our food of the nutrients. So there's some nutrients we're missing. So today, I promise you, we're going to talk about sugar. So listen carefully. Sugar. Should I choose the sweet, delicious, silent killer? Or should I choose what God created? The nutritious, delicious, naturally sweet that God created. Apples, pears, and so on. Health benefits of fruit. So these are some health benefits of fruit. Lemon. Lemon contains vitamin C, antioxidants. That's what we need for our body. Lemon is good for the sore throat. You go to the doctor and say, oh, doctor, I got a sore throat. We don't need to go to the doctor for everything. And God has even stopped us from doing that because during this pandemic, the doctor not seeing everybody. He said, I don't want that either. So he ain't seeing you. So he stopped us. He said, I'm Dr. Jesus. Get to know me. I'm the healer. Okay,
amen.
I provided for you, Adam and Eve. I provided everything you need. So, lemon, good for sore throat. Strawberries, good for fiber. Not getting enough bulk in your diet? It has potassium as well, what we need. Oranges, vitamin C, vitamin A. Lime, vitamin C, magnesium, and potassium. Now, you know you can call me anything I tell you, and I'll be rushing through it. Call me later. I'm going to tell you. I'll give it to you. I ain't trying to keep it from you. But you know how, it's 2 o'clock now, we've been on for a while. I mean, you know, 1 o'clock, some people's time. Okay, so grapefruit. Grapefruit has flavonoids that help protect us against some cancers, inflammation, being fat, obesity, magnesium, vitamin C, calcium, and potassium. Grapefruit has all. Now, I'm going to tell you about me and grapefruit. I can't eat it. I'm allergic to it. Every time I used to try, well, I used to eat it as a child. We used to cut it in half and put sugar over it. I don't know why we did that, but we did it. All right. So, blackberries. Blackberries have calcium, magnesium, and vitamin C. Apples, high in fiber. We having some problems? Eat an apple. Cut it up. Put it over your cereal, over your oatmeal, over whatever. Whatever you eating, just eat a bowl of apples. Cut them up. Put some cinnamon over. However you want to eat them, put a little lemon over them. Apples are high in fiber. They boost our health. They boost our heart health. That's something I didn't know about apples. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm studying these things. I'm finding out so much information. I'm like, wow, I didn't know that. All right. So the next thing, it says that pomegranate. I don't see those too much. Maybe you don't have them where you live, but we have a few of them. I see them every now and then. I think maybe they're seasonal fruit. Pomegranate. They have vitamin K. They help with the strong bones and teeth, and they may help brain-related diseases, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, etc. Pineapple. Ooh, I'd love to buy me a whole fresh pineapple and cut it up. It contains bromelain, and bromelain helps reduce inflammation or what we call sinus. You say your sinus blocked up. Get you some fresh pineapples and eat it. All right, bananas. Bananas have potassium, calcium, vitamin C. Now, I never considered avocado as a fruit. I always thought it was a vegetable. But when I did the study, the research, it put down avocado as a fruit. It's a superfood. It helped lower cholesterol levels. It contained lutein, which is good for the eyes and the skin. Blueberry, antioxidant, might help protect against heart disease, stroke, cancer, and diseases. Vitamin C. All right? So, you know, 5 reasons why sugar is bad for us. 1. It lacks any kind of nutritional value. If you eating cookies, cakes, pies like I love but can't eat, it doesn't have any nutritional value. That's just a stomach filler and a taste bud. But it tastes good. Boy, it tastes so good. All right, now, you can do your own research. You don't have to take my word. I just did mine. Okay, sugar causes weight gain. I mean, when I stopped eating all them pies, ooh, I used to love potato pies, sweet potato pies. And white potato pies are good, too, if you've ever had a white potato pie. They are delicious. You fix them the same way you fix a sweet potato pie. Delicious. All right, diabetes. There's a link between consuming sugar drink and developing type 2 diabetes. Who can name you some sugar drinks you drink?
Stephanie, Coca-Cola, Kool-Aid.
Coke, what else?
Stephanie, Coke and Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid, yeah. People drink Kool-Aid. What else? Somebody else?
Sprite.
Good strawberry drink.
Okay, strawberry drink. What else?
Yeah. Hawaiian punch.
All right. Sugar consumption can cause tooth decay. You know, when I was growing up, I started getting cavities. Mama taking me to the dentist. But, yeah, I was drinking Coke. Oh, Kool-Aid. My sister and me used to drink the Kool-Aid from me. They were older than me. They said, girl, this Kool-Aid poison. You don't want none. Having fun. Strawberry drinks.
Yeah.
Grape drinks. All of that stuff. Got a lot of even juice. Orange juice. You got to limit some of that stuff. You know, as we get younger, we got to limit some of it. It's got sugar in it. natural sugar, grape juice. Oh, I love grape juice. Grape juice, pineapple juice, all that. All that kind of juice, okay. So heart disease. High sugar diet may increase the risk of heart disease. Is sugar addictive? Ask yourself the question.
Yes.
Is sugar addictive?
Yes, it is.
Addictive.
Yes, it is.
Is it as addictive as cocaine?
Yes,
now,
it is.
Yes.
All right. Lots of sugar comes out of what we eat and what we drink. So an addiction is something that we can't put down. I heard a woman one time, she said, I had to have surgery because the doctor said I drank too many Cokes every day. She said, but doctor, even after the surgery, she said, doctor, I just can't stop drinking Coke. That's an addiction when you can't give it up. So we have to ask God to break the addictions from us. Sugar comes from what we drink and what we eat. Sodas, fruit drinks, sweets, coffee, tea. You put sugar in your coffee. Oh, yeah, I put 3 teaspoons. That still wasn't sweet enough. You know, the more you have, the more you want sweet. Snack foods. Oh, my God. Who can name me some snack foods that's got all that sugar in it?
Candy bars, Stephanie.
Cakes.
Cookies, cakes, candy. Ice cream, yeah. Cereal. Check your cereal box. You buy box cereal, all that packaged food. It's high in sugar and high in salt. Check it out. Canned food. A lot of canned food, they put a lot of salt in it. All right, some stuff, you know, a lot of packaged food has sugar in it. Now, I know ice cream was, you know, when I was growing up, ice cream didn't have all that stuff in it. Most of the time, we made homemade ice cream with the churn. You know, it was good.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we threw with the sugar part. Now, somebody, Sister Selma, and maybe some other people had, what kind of meat can they eat? So I looked up some meat last week. Sister Telly said tuna. I said, okay, well, let's just look it up. So salmon was like top on the list, salmon. Fatty fish, it says fatty fish is tuna, sardine, mackerel. Now, I also added these, grain-fed beef. I remember, I forgot what year it was, but they started pumping the cows and all the, you know, the different meats that we, they started pumping them with toxins. They would put all kind of toxins in them. They were shooting them up with, I forgot what it's called right now. Anybody know?
Mm-mm.
Steroids.
Yeah, steroids. Yes. Steroids. So it's another name I'm trying to think of, too. They put a lot of, you know, stuff in the meat. And then when I stopped eating beef because they were doing that. And I said, well, I'm just not going to eat no beef. Then I learned about health food stores where they don't put those toxins in the meat. Because you go to the grocery store, sometimes you see like some little purplish stuff on your meat. Yeah, they done cut all that other bad part off. But that other has developed since it's been packaged. When I was a child, they did not package meat. You go to the grocery store, they had a big old counter full of meat that you could see that was open.
Yeah.
And you said, yeah, give me that piece right there. That looks good. They did not. Hormones. That's the word I'm looking for. Hormones.
Hormones. Okay.
That's what they put in it. Hormones.
Uh-huh.
So you want to look for meat that don't have hormones. You want to go to a grocery store where they didn't pump the beef with hormones. Some chicken they pump with hormones. You see those chickens? They big, big chickens. You say, well, why is this chicken so big? It's so fat. And you bring it home, it's full of fat because they pumped it with hormones. They trying to grow the meat, make the meat come quick. But that's not God's plan. So we want to go to God's plan. Now, there are other things that we can eat besides meat or along with meat. Walnuts, almonds, pecans, nuts, hazelnuts. You know, a lot of those. A lot of those. So, anybody have any questions thus far? All right. Well, I think
yeah,
God
what
be-
about lamb? Is it up? Because I fish, but I like it in the
okay,
wild.
Okay, state your
like
name, please.
I'm Mother Campbell.
Okay. Well, state your question again. I couldn't hear.
Yeah, what I'm saying, what about lamb?
Lamb?
There's a problem for lambs and goats.
Yes. That's what I wrote down and forgot to mention. Lamb, but pork, from what I understand, pork is not good, but lamb. Oh, where I shop, they have an open meat counter, and I went there a couple of weeks ago, and I said, ooh, let me have that lamb right there, that lamb chop. Lamb is good for you. Now, even though we say some of these things are good, some people may be allergic to certain things. So we have to, you know those things. All right? Okay, I need some volunteers to read some things.
Of course I'll volunteer to read.
All right, you got to give me your name.
Mother Campbell.
This is Stephanie.
Mother Campbell. All right. Okay, so Mother Campbell, I'm going to give you a scripture. And I need you to find it and read it for us. Exodus 20, verse 3. Exodus 20, verse 3. All right,
okay.
Stephanie?
Uh-huh.
Exodus 20, verse 4.
Joyce.
All right, Joyce. Exodus 20, 5 and 6. Joyce.
Okay.
All right. Exodus 20, verses 5 and 6. All right, I need some more volunteers. Three.
I'm here. Yeah. I'm being smart.
Thelma. Hold on 1 second. Thelma. Exodus 20, verse 7. Thelma.
Hello?
Exodus 20, verse 7. Hold up, please. Hold up. Just give me a minute. All right, Rose and someone else also, but let me do Rose first. Exodus 20, verse 8, Rose. Exodus 20, verse 8, Rose. All right, someone else?
Okay.
There's a male coming in.
Gloria, hold on, please. Gloria, Exodus 20, verse 13. All right, someone else? Mm-hmm.
Rose again. What verse you told me? Exodus 20.
Verse 8.
Rose again. Huh?
Exodus 20, verse 8, Rose.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh. All right. I have four more scriptures. I need
someone
to read.
Yeah, there's a male coming in. Need to give him a chance.
I can't hear
him.
Yeah,
there's a bill, Sister G. You hear me?
I'm sorry. Say your name again, baby.
Abiodu. Your son.
Abiodu. All right. Can you read Exodus 20, verse 19? That's my son, y'all.
That's
my son. Abiodu.
Okay, son.
Exodus verse 14, Abiodu.
Say it again.
Exodus chapter 20, verse 14. You got it?
Yeah,
all right.
Yes, ma'am.
Three more scriptures. Need some new people reading for me.
Thelma.
Can't hear you. Read it loud. You got to speak loud.
I say Thelma, I'll read another bit.
All right, Thelma. Exodus 20, verse 15.
Latricia, Jacksonville.
Latricia. Exodus 20, verse 16. Amen. Exodus 20, verse 16, Latricia. Somebody new who didn't read or didn't ask, I didn't give a scripture to. Yes. Esther. All right. Exodus 20, verse 17. All right. So, who can tell me what these are in one word? I mean, two words. What are we reading?
The Ten Commandments.
The Ten Commandments.
The
Ten Commandments, yes.
All right.
So these are the Ten Commandments. All right. Mother Campbell, Exodus 20, verse 3.
Bless the Lord. Exodus chapter 20, verses 3. thou shalt have no other gods before me.
All right, no other gods. All right, come on. Good job. Thank you, Stephanie. Exodus 20, verse 4.
Glory be to God. Shall thou not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth?
Amen. All right, thank you. Joyce, Exodus 25 and 6.
Thou shalt not bow down. I can't see. Hold on. Let me get this right. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me. Verse 6, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Amen. All right, thank you,
Joyce.
Thelma, Sister Thelma.
Exodus 20 and verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guilty that takes his name in vain.
Amen. Thank you. Rose, Exodus 20 verse 8.
Exodus 20, verse 8, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Rose. Glory Dean, Exodus 20, verse 13.
Oh, thou shalt not kill.
Amen, thank you.
Exodus 20, 13, thou shalt not kill.
All right, Abiadu, Exodus 20, 14.
You shall not commit adultery.
Amen. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thank you, Abiadu. All right, Sister Thelma, Exodus 20:15.
Exodus 20:15. It says, thou shalt not steal.
All right. Thank you. Latricia, Exodus 20:16.
Thou shalt not bear false witnesses against thy neighbor.
All right, thank you. Esther, verses Exodus 20:17.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's.
Amen. Amen. So these are the requirements of the Lord. So we have requirements. God requires certain things of us. Now, who knows? All of these scriptures are summed up in a word. What's that word that we're to do?
Love.
Keep thy commandments and do them.
Take your name and give me the answer.
Mother Campbell. Keep thy commandments and do them.
Okay, so we're to keep the commandments. All right.
And do them.
Selma, what did you say?
Love.
Love. Yes. When we love God with all our heart, soul, and strength, when we love each other like we love ourselves, we will not, we will obey the Ten Commandments. Love.
Right.
All right?
Can I say a word? This is Joyce.
All right, hold up.
Like
hold up,
say.
Joyce. Hold up. Hold up. All right. Is it related to what we're talking about?
We're talking about Japan.
Is it related to that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead. Quick.
We are supposed to honor the Ten Commandments.
Yes. Thank you so much. I didn't know you were, you know, all you got to do is say my name, you know, when we were doing the requirements. Okay, thank you so much. Yes, honor means to obey. Love,
yes,
is obedience. All right, so honor and love, obedience. You're obeying God. So, we're about to be closing out soon. Now, listen to this question that I'm going to ask you. You know, I love you guys so much. Every week I'm looking forward to being with you all, spending time with you all. You all help make my week. Now, I need prayers during the week. Pray for me. Every time the Lord shows you me or tells you my name or you think about me, please pray for me. I'm just like you. I'm flesh and blood. Okay? I need prayer. All right. So, listen to this question. Is there anyone on the line who needs special, very, very special prayer requests? I mean, you think about
yes.
it now. I don't want to say pray
yes.
for my soul, pray for my whatever. I'm honoring
yes.
special requests at this moment.
Yeah, I do.
All right, Mother Campbell.
Yeah. And the reason why I do, because you're always ministering, my dear women and men of God, and I'm noticed my body's drained because I don't think I have someone special praying for me.
Okay, I'm sorry. Would you please restate that again?
I'm feeling very drained and tired.
So you need a prayer of refreshing.
Right. So I need some because I'm always giving out, but nothing coming.
I got you. All right, I got you. All right, so I want these. I'm sorry. I know Mother Campbell is new to us, but if you could state your prayer request in one or two sentences, just, you know, give it to me in one or two sentences because I'm writing them down. I'm going to be calling on people to pray for these requests, but as brief as you can possibly. So she's drunk.
Okay.
So I'm going to add myself. I need prayer for that same thing. After I do Tuesday prayer line, for the children, Wednesday, Bible study, and Saturday, radio, for whomever. So I need that prayer as well, okay? All right. Prayer of refreshing. Okay. This is a very, very special prayer request. Only very special. Go ahead.
Joyce, peace in the house.
All right. Is that the one that you give all the time?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right, good. All right. Peace at home, okay? All right. I need special prayer. This is very, very special now. You know someone in the hospital that's, and I'll tell you once. There's a baby I've been praying for a few months. She's almost 6 months old. She is, she just had a liver transplant. To me, that is a very, very special prayer request. Pray for that baby. So I'm going to put the baby down. I'm not going to give you. You don't need to know the name. God knows the baby's name. Pray
Amen.
For that baby. It's a very special prayer request. She had been needing the liver for some time. Finally, she got the liver. So please, we're going to be praying for that. That's a very special prayer request. Do not pray. I'm going to say this, and don't take it the wrong way. Don't pray selfish prayer requests. Pray. Okay, somebody else.
Addiction.
All right. Can you tell me your name, please? I need your name.
Esther.
Esther. All right, so you're asking us to pray against addiction?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Can I give one more?
No, ma'am. Oh. I'm sorry. But we'll remember you. Maybe it may be included when we say the prayer for you. All right.
Okay.
Okay? We only give one prayer request, if you don't mind, but you could call me later, and I'll pray for that one, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
I know you're new to the line, but here's what, and I forgot to say it. I apologize. Before you come on the line, get your prayer requests ready. Write them down. Write them down so you won't forget. Okay? You call me Mother Campbell, I'll pray with you. All right.
Yeah, I have a lot of time.
I'm sorry, you're moving around and it's a lot of static. I couldn't hear you. All right. Is that it? Anybody else? Okay, now, I am going to take regular prayer requests. Regular prayer requests, but make sure that they are brief. One sentence prayer or two sentence prayer. Okay? Go ahead. If you're speaking, I can't hear you. Talk into your phone. Put your mouth in the phone. Name and the prayer request. All right, Mother Campbell, she has another. Go ahead, Mother Campbell, go ahead, give it.
Please pray for my daughter that she'll be able to walk properly again.
All right, daughter's
Her name is
health.
Kelly.
Daughter's
yes.
health. Is that it?
Is that it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. All right, anybody else? Prayer request. We're taking regular prayer requests now. All right. No more? All right. Glory Dean, could you pray for Mother Campbell and for me? Refreshing prayer. We minister a lot. Refreshing prayer.
Okay. Praise God. Father God, we love you. We give you glory, even praise. We come boldly to your throne of grace and mercy, God. Just ask for your help. Ask your strength now, God, for our service servants, Father God, that does quite a bit, Father God, in ministering. I ask, Father God, that you touch both of them, God. Touch them in a mighty way, Father, mightily. And God, I like this scripture. Renew their youth as an eagle. And God, renew their strength as the wings of an eagle. They can walk and not faint. They can run and not get weary. God, they can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthens them. So they don't have to worry about it. Just be ready to do what they have to do each day, each time. And just begin, and God, I ask that you touch them, anoint them with your precious blood, Father, and let them be covered with your blood. Anoint them, God, with your precious oil from the throne of grace and mercy. And God, we just want to thank you because you're using them mightily, Father, mightily. And we ask, God, that you give them understanding of having wisdom. Let them have the wisdom. Because your people are to have wisdom, God. Let them have your wisdom. Give them the wisdom they need, God, in order to do what they do in ministering and even ministering to one or two or one person at a time or whatever telephone, on the telephone, God. But we ask you now, God, that you give them wisdom in knowing how to do anything. Let them write it down. Pray about it, Father. Give it to them, God. Minister to them, God. They need you to talk to them where they can understand. We thank you, Lord, that the scripture, continue to hold on to that scripture, God, that they can do all things through Christ Jesus, and also that God will give them the strength as the wings of an eagle, and we thank you for them. And God, continue to use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Sister Thelma, can you pray for Joyce? Peace in her home.
Yes. Heavenly Father, we come before you in your name, Jesus. We just come to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. You are God all by yourself. And Father God, there is nothing impossible with you, and there is nothing too hard for thee. Father, we lift up our sister right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we send forth the word upon her home. We send forth the word peace, Lord. And we ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, keep her mind steadfast on you. And you say that you will keep it in perfect peace. So, Lord, let peace rule and reign in her home. So, Father, we just ask that you will remove everything out of the home that isn't of you, God, that is so full of confusion, Father God. So we speak peace, we speak life, and we thank you, Father God, for the joy that she will have in you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Glory Dean, can you pray for the baby that just had the liver transplant?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for this baby, God. Father God, you love this little baby, God. She came into this world, and it's our purpose that she came into this world. And God, you're keeping her whereas she's under the care of the doctors and the nurses. We pray, God, for wisdom for the nurses and the doctors, God, that you will give them such a love for this baby that they're going to do everything that needs to be done for this baby. Let love bring this baby you through, God. It's going to take love. First of all, God, you're the love. You love first. And let that love go through the doctors and the nurses for this baby. And we thank you, Lord, that you use this baby for your glory, God. That you're touching this baby, God. And let the healing come within this baby. Be thou healed. The baby be thou healed. And be thou made whole again. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And God, to you we give the glory. To you we give the praise, God. And to you we give the thanks, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Hallelujah.
Sister Latricia, can you pray for... against addictions of all types, be drugs, sugar, food, whatever addiction. Can you pray against all addictions?
Yes.
The cell phone addiction. Sometimes I got that cell phone addiction. And the Lord tell me, put it down. Put it down. I pick up that cell phone addiction, whatever, all of them.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Great God that you are, we come to you. We come to you, Lord God. We confess. There are some confessions, Lord God, to be made today. Father, we confess that we have some addictions. We bring them and lay them at your Father God this day. But we trust, Lord God, that you are making a way. Let these addictions be lifted off your people, Lord God, for all those who are on here. Father, thank you. For your son came that these addictions will have to leave in his name. He came, Father God, and he came willingly to give his life. His life is given on his back, God. Strike on his back and name that these addictions will no longer be a part of our lives, Lord God. And Father, he rose on a Sunday morning after being in the grave with all power in his hand. And he left his power for us, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that we recognize the enemy. And Lord God, we trust you. That you will give us the desires of our hearts, that these addictions, Lord God, will be removed in the name of your son, Jesus. We come against the enemy right now in the name of Jesus that has brought these addictions on your people. Father, we trust you today. We love you today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing back to our memory the word of God. It tells us we trust in you with all our heart. Lean not to our own understanding, Lord God. In all our ways, we acknowledge you. You will direct our path. Thank you, Father, for the removal of addiction. We thank you, God, that no weapon formed against your people will prosper this day in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you, Father, for giving us what we need. Father God, but we could have kept these addictions to ourselves, Lord God, but no, Holy Spirit brought it to us. We need to let go and let God. We trust you, Lord God. There is nothing, nothing, nothing too hard for you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come to you with this need to remove addictions from our lives. We thank you for this day, Lord God. We thank you for the recovery. Hallelujah. We thank you for recovery of addictions of all kinds, drug addictions, alcohol addictions, cell phone addictions, and addictions that were not even called in this time of prayer. We thank you, Father. We're counting on you. But we know, God, there's nothing, nothing impossible for you. Nothing is impossible for you on our side. Bless this day in the name of your son, Jesus, we ask. Prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Sister
God.
Thelma, can you pray for Mother Campbell's daughter's health?
Yes. Father God, we come to you in Jesus' name.
to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because you are God, the creator God. You created everything, Father God. It is your divine will that we be in good health. And so, Father, we lift her up before you, Father God, because you are all-knowing and all-seeing. And, God, you know her heart, God. So, Father, she needs her help. So, Lord, we know if we have anything in your name and believe it in our hearts, so shall it be. But, Father God, we speak that word toward her that she be healed and delivered in every area of her life, Father. And we speak life and health and healing unto her body in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Father, we say thank you. We call it done right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. All right. Mother Campbell, you feel like closing this out? But if you don't, it's
yes.
Okay. No, I'm good.
Praise
okay.
God. Tell me when you want me to.
All right. Anybody have anything they say, want to say before we close out? We love y'all so much.
Yeah, where's
anybody?
Sister Fanny? Where's Sister Fanny?
Mother Fanny?
Yes.
She didn't. Oh, she had something to do today. You mean Mother,
okay.
Sister Lanny or Fanny?
Fanny.
Oh, yeah.
Fanny.
She was on yesterday with us. She had something to do today.
Okay, praise the Lord.
All right. Anybody else? Anything you want to say before we close out?
I thank you, guys, and I love you so much. Made such a change in my life since I've been on this prayer line.
Do you
thank
have
you.
A name? Do you have a name?
Oh, I'm sorry. My name is Joyce.
Joyce. Thank you, Joyce. We love you, too.
Bless you.
I love you, too. But
anybody else?
Thank
anything you.
You
want to say before we close out?
I just want to say to all of you.
You are? State your name.
Thelma.
Thelma.
I just want to thank and praise God for you and everyone that I have met through this prayer line. And I'm so grateful and thankful that I can lay down before God and pray for you and everyone and ask the Lord blessing upon them. I just love
yeah.
you all.
We love you too.
Thank
anybody
you, thank
else?
You, thank you.
Anybody else?
I don't
all
know
right.
if like I'm going to pray. Can I say something before I pray?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to make it short. I just want to give God thanks. You know, I just, I'm new to the prayer line, but I'm so attached because it's so different. And it reminds me when you're a youth and you service and all those kind of services that for the youth. Thank you.
Amen. I want to apologize to you. Sometimes people tell me, "Girl, you snapped at me." I'm like, "Ooh, Lord, forgive me.
Nah.
I mean no harm. I don't mean it. I sometimes answer too quickly. Forgive me." Yeah, and I want to repent to anybody on the
I'm
line.
Good.
If I've ever offended you, said something I shouldn't to you, please forgive me. I mean no harm. And you can call me on it. Some people call me Sister G. Are you mad at me? No. No. Look, it don't have nothing to do with you. It's over here. God's dealing with me. But one thing I did find out, Mother Campbell, if you will include in your prayer, I have been doing too much fasting, and my sugar level was out of control, and it sometimes makes you a little irritated, whatever like that. And that's not
right,
really
right.
You understand what I'm talking about.
Yes, okay.
So if
I'm
you'll
like
include
that,
that in your closing prayer for me, I appreciate it.
Yes, praise God. And we have to remember that the Word of God says we have many members but one body. You don't expect the eyes to behave like the feet, nor the hand like the mouth. So we have to study that too. Praise God. All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall. Bring forth the royal dials then and crown him Lord of Lords. Father, we just want to give you thanks for your very presence today. You said enter into your gates with thanksgiving, into your courts with praise, and be thankful unto you. I thank you for the unity and the love, Lord, the joy of salvation. Thank you for my mothers, my God, my sisters, my glory to God, our ministers on the line. Thank you for our men, God, to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just want to thank you today. Thank you for the children. Thank you for all the ministry that you have given to this mighty woman of God and all her team members that work so closely with her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the north, the south, the east, and the west, you're gathering your children, Lord, because we are in the last day. Hallelujah. And she speak about excuse. My God, excuse is a well-dressed lie. So, Lord God, forgive us, Lord. Forgive me, Lord God. Make an excuse what I cannot do for what I cannot do. But you say you can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Bless each and every one. Bless our household. Bless our going out and our coming. And I thank you for hearing and answering our prayer for healing, even for this little baby. One more time, we place her under the foot of the cross. My God, let your will at the parish. God, if they are not saved, I pray for saving grace. We just want to give you honor and glory for this time. And God, give us strength and courage as we come back again, gather in the fashion, and to glorify your name and to lift you up in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Love you.
Hallelujah.
I'll talk to you all next. Remember, Monday. Monday we got the Bible, Vacation Bible School. I'll send out a text, okay? Love y'all.
Okay.
Love you all.
See you later.
Bye. Love you guys.
Love
I'm
you
sorry,
all.
What'd
Jesus
you say?
Love it more.
Someone said something, but I didn't hear you.
No, I said God bless you, sister.
Oh, okay. Bless y'all too. Love y'all. Talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Good night. God loves everybody.
Yes.
I love you.
Love y'all too. Bye-bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.